I grow when I push myself beyond what I seem to know. I grow when I push myself beyond what I seem to know. Interesting statement. I grow when I push myself beyond what I seem to know. All of life is pretty much in that picture. Because all of life, we are sort of going to the peak of whatever we do know. And then we begin to reach out beyond that, and we find out that we know a lot more than we thought we knew. We know far beyond what we knew. Now, for instance, when an inventor, well, like Mark, he's inventing his engine, and he doesn't know all about internal combustion engines in as a mechanic might know about it. He knows about it from the point of view of using them on his airplanes and on his cars and things like that. But he doesn't know about them as a designer would know about them, how the things function and how the things operate and how thick the surfaces must be to take the resiliency of the pistons beating back and forth and how fine it can be for its tensile strength and torque and so forth. He doesn't know all that stuff. He has never studied that in school. So what is he doing? He thought, hey, these engines are fine, but they're more heavy than they need to be. These engines are fine, but they make pollution. These engines are fine, always these engines are fine, but I want one small enough, vibration free, to put into my ultralight airplanes. And so with that in mind, he investigated the possibilities. And he said, now, to have that goal, I have to harmonize. I have to have all the pistons operating harmoniously in alternate form, so that if I have 8 cylinders or 6 cylinders or 4 cylinders, they're going to operate as smoothly as possible. And he said, what is it that sends it off on a torque in one direction or another and makes vibration? And then he figured those things out. And then he figured out a master idea of an internal gadget that holds the pistons, but doesn't hold them straight up and out, as they do in most crankshafts. So he came up with these designs, which totally off the wall. Nobody had ever heard of it before. Nobody had ever thought of it. A few people tried to do things that tended toward that direction, but they never did it. And then Mark, not having the genius of a mechanical engineer behind him, but many other geniuses, he bought some software that does it. And the software tells him how much strength the metals have to have for the various points, and how other areas don't have to have all that strength. They don't need all that body, all that weight. And so he took off maybe 2/3 of the weight of the engine. Now that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight. Plus, he beefed up the areas that had to be beefed up to be heavier and stronger to meet the needs. Well, now, I grow beyond when I push myself beyond what I seem to know. Well, now, he was pushing himself beyond what he seemed to know because he was curious. And he was wondering how to do it. And he'd run into the software, which was 3D. And so he could just see his whole little engine in rotation in the software, and he could look at it and know exactly what it was doing without having to go peeking around here and peeking around there and running his micrometer here and there. And so he designed it basically on the computer first and did a most exquisite job of it. Then there's a software that came out which told about tensile strengths of the metals, of the pistons walls, of the cells and things like that. And so what did he do? He got a sample of the software to see if it would do what he wants it to do. And so during the time he had the sample, he built the engine. He designed the entire engine, did all the testing of the engine with the sample. Now he doesn't need to buy the actual software, but he paid what he had to pay for the sample to test it. Well, as he goes on, which he probably will, in designing more and more beautiful things of this nature, he'll buy that total thing. I think it's something like $30,000 for the for the software, because it's a very exquisite software, and it is not something that everyone uses. It's only used by design engineers. But he was working on that principle. I grow when I push myself beyond what I seem to know. And yet he wasn't, because he wasn't pushing himself. He was just so curious. He was just searching and looking because of his curiosity. He really didn't know exactly what he was going to do when he started. He wanted to make an engine that was pollution-free and these other things, which is an idiotic thing for anyone to do, because no one has done that. No one has created a pollution-free engine. In other words, an engine that burns the gases entirely. And they don't burn the gases entirely because there's a little give up there. And that little bit of give allows the gas to escape and pollute the air. His doesn't have any give. They are such a harmonious operation of the pistons that they go exactly to the point and exactly to the point, because he has this special gear gadget that he built, a flat gear that these things just slide through. And nobody has done that. Now, he didn't know he could do this, but he reached out because he was curious. He's like Bill Gates. Bill Gates loves software. He loves the idea. He loves the concept, and he just flows with it. And so he became very successful. Mark may well become very successful because he just has a love and a curiosity of it. And he's just doing this while he's doing other things and just having a lot of fun. And this is what he offered to his colleagues to work with too, like Greg and a few other people, to get in there and design with him and create with him. But his colleagues didn't have the vision he had. They saw the money instead of seeing the creative idea, seeing the imaginative theme of it. They wanted to get money to buy their houses and money to do their things instead of just getting involved in there and all of a sudden being like Madame Curie coming up with radium when she never dreamed that she would do it. Because the great inventions of life are not done because the person is going specifically to that invention. It's usually a fall off of something else. Now, we all agree that wars are certainly not a desirable thing. Yet from every war has come some of our most outstanding inventions for flight, for spaceships, for batteries that last an indefinite time. Now, on portable computers, they have batteries available that last 24 hours. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? It's a double battery, but it lasts 24 hours. Fantastic. Up to us now, 1 hour, 2, maybe 3 hours at most is what we can get out of them. And then you can't be sure what you're getting. But you see, this is what dreaming does. This is what imagination does. When you push yourself beyond what you seem to do, not because you're pushing yourself, but because you're excited, and it's a dream, and it's imagination, and it's something that's taking fire and growing up in you and saying, yes, 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 go for it. And that's fun. That's a lot of fun. Now, I would suggest that each of us, instead of doing our daily jobs, we get excited about who and what we are. We get excited about the things that we're doing, whatever it may be, and we do many different things. And just treat each thing as something that is so charming and so exciting and so wonderful that we don't even notice the time go by. Now, Anita was telling me she was surprised at the time that went by in her meditation. And zip, it was gone like that. Well, this is the way all of our days should be. We should be so engrossed mentally, physically, spiritually, in every way, that we don't even know that the time's going by. We don't even know that there is another element of space and time and things like that, because we're so excited. This, I know, Sylvie has this oftentimes when she's sitting on the computer and she's working on something and somebody comes in and says, time to make supper now. What? Where did the afternoon go? You know, where did the time go? Zippity-doo. It just goes zooming along because you're so involved and so thrilled with what you're doing now. It may be tedious. It may be time-consuming and tiresome in a way. But the moment you let go and let it become a magical thing, it's more fun than we can ever imagine. So, I grow when I push myself beyond what I seem to know. Well, when I'm excited about whatever I'm doing, I live in the fullness of who I am, and it's wonderful. I love you. All of life